Our objective here is to determine if there are any differences between cottons harvested conventionally and those harvested with the John Deere 7760 harvesting system. And for those of you who are not aware of the differences, the 7760 essentially collects the seed cotton as it goes, and then it essentially fills up a hopper that's making a large round sort of a bale, similar to looking the way you would be, I guess, harvesting hay, and drops the amount of cotton that would eventually be ginned into, I guess, around 3 or 4 bales. And this cotton basically is enclosed in a wrapper, which protects it from the environment. And it can do this basically, from what I understand, without really stopping. The approach in this was that two different cotton varieties were grown in 20-acre subplots in the Mid-South. Cottons were harvested using conventional or the new harvester, working alternating series of rows in the same field plots, and seed cottons from the conventional picker were stored in the conventional modules, whereas those in the 7760 were collected in the round modules. And these cottons, both modules, were brought together to the same gin concurrently. And approximately in the entire study, there were 2,000 bales. First thing we'll talk about is we looked at the classing data from exactly 2,048 bales. And on our nomenclature, we call Con A, A cotton, harvested conventionally. RM for round module A is the round module, A variety, and the same thing for Con B and RMB. And we'll be using those nomenclatures throughout. Now we're looking at the classing data from the entire 2,000 bales. And we're looking at mean values. And we see, first of all, that the upper half mean lengths of the round module bales were higher, significantly. Likewise, we see increases in the uniformity for both varieties. Strength showed some improvements, and staple as well. Micronair, essentially the same as you'd expect. There's some decrease a little bit in RD and in plus B, and we see some slight increases for A and a little bit more for B of the leaf count. Now, I guess I'll mention this now, that in discussions with the manufacturer, there were some little bits of problems apparently with the harvesting in this first year that led to some increases in trash. As you'll see in the test, though, this did not impact what we saw, and I've seen some preliminary results on the second year harvesting, and it appears that that has been corrected. Spinning trials. 212 bales were purchased from this original 2000 set. 12 bales were set aside for pilot spinning at Clemson. 100 bales were used in a commercial rotor spinning project. 100 have been put aside for comb ring spinning. And the pilot ring and the commercial rotor projects have been completed, and we'll be giving you results of that. Relative to the pilot spinning, which we did at Clemson, I'm looking now at the spinning data, and there was no marketing difference in yarn strength between the two treatments for the two cottons. A little bit of increase in elongation for A, and definitely an increase in elongation for variety B, and this was spun into 20s yarn. We did see, and as I said, this was a good sign, that our total waste generated during the processing was improved for both Ron module treatments. And likewise, our ends down per thousand spindle hours, and of course this is the test that we use, diminished, was less for both of the round modules. Commercial rotor spinning. We had 100 bales which were purchased, and these were basically broken into four 25 bale laydowns. We had a laydown for Con A, for RM A, for Con B, and RM B at a mill in North Carolina. And what we did was to go into basically during the laydown process and collect 12 1-pound fiber samples from each of the bales as they were laying down and being plucked. And then these extensive samples, which ended up then being 300 samples representing the 25 bale laydown for each of the four laydowns, were analyzed at CQRS for both HVI and APHIS. So we've got a fair amount of statistics on the fiber quality. Our HVI data showed again some improvements in the upper half mean length for both the RMA and RMB. Likewise, we saw a significant increase in the uniformity, which should indicate short fiber better, lower. And for B, a little bit increase for the A cotton. Strengths were not too much different. The short fiber index, as measured by our HVI, was improved for both the A and the B cottons. Micronair was the same. Again, slight, we were consistent at Clemson. We saw some diminished reflectance and yellowness, especially in the B area. Again, the B cotton showed a little bit of an increase in leaf. APHIS data, we saw some decrease in NEPS in A, a little bit more in B for the round. Our lengths improved in the upper quartile length. Some improvement in short fiber content by weight for A, a little bit more for B. The 5% length definitely showed improvements for the round module in both A and B. Visible foreign matter was about the same for A. We saw some increase with B. Seed coat NEPS, a little bit increase for A, more increase for B. Fineness, no improvement, no change. Maturity ratio, not that much difference. Here are the results from the commercial rotor spinning. Again, we saw improvements in average tenacity for A and B for the round modules. Again, improvements in elongation for A and B for the round module. Force to break was significantly impacted. And what's probably most important from the standpoint of textiles is toughness, which really would define the performance of the yarn. And the toughness was improved significantly for both the A and the B cottons for the round module relative to the uniformity and imperfections of the cottons. We saw some increase in NEPS for the round module. Thin places were decreased for both A and B round modules. Thicks were lesser, a little bit for A, a little bit more for B, but the CV for A was about the same, did show some improvement with B. Summary, our classing data indicates that we had an increase in length and length uniformity for the 7760 system. There was some loss in color with increased leaf grade for the 7760. And as I say, what we've seen, preliminary data from this year's crop says that it looks like as if that's been taken care of. Our pilot ring spinning showed that we had less processing waste and fewer ends down, and there was basically no differences in yarn strength and imperfections. APHIS data on the 100 commercially processed bales showed that for the 7760, we had increases in length in both the upper quartile and the upper 5%, and as well as in length uniformity. And we saw decreases in both NEPs and short fibers for the fiber property. HVI data indicates slight increases in length for the A and decrease in short fiber. However, we did have some diminished color and increased leaf. And yarn data showed slight increases in force to break and tenacity, significant increases in elongation to break and toughness, and some improvement in uniformity for the round module B. And with that, basically that summarizes the report of our activities to this point. We will be continuing to work with evaluating the cottons from this current year's crop. Questions? Yes, sir.
Do you have any rationale for any of these variations that you're seeing?
Well, as I said, the round module is basically covered and insulated, protected from the environment. As I'm understanding, there was some rain involved with at least one of the varieties, and so apparently there was less heat less drying needed to be applied to the round modules than to the modules stored in the conventional modules. And so I think, so our results relative to increased less fiber damage and then carried through the entire fiber and yarn processing protocols, our results, I'd say, are consistent with the fact that you use less heat at the gym. That's the best way that I can say. I don't have specific data on fuel consumption or burner temperatures, but I just, again, understand this from discussions. Yes, sir.
Since I was involved in this work, might I make a
comment? My co-author certainly may respond to that. Yes, sir.
One of the things I think that can help to explain the enhancements in some of the properties that we saw, the fact that the round module fiber is not nearly so densely compacted as the conventional module, and the plucking and tearing associated with opening and cleaning and preparing is not nearly as aggressive, and along with the less heat and so on that Darryl mentioned, I think helps to explain the results of the decision.
Did you use consistent picking technology? You had two John Deere pickers?
Yes.
And
I was not involved with that at all. I just basically received the samples and bills.
I wonder if the pickers were the same designs, the same technology.
That's my understanding. That is my understanding. I believe that's correct.
Okay, because that would be a critical variable.
I agree. I believe that is the case. Roger, isn't that your understanding as well? Yeah.
Any more questions for Deborah? Interesting subject. Impacts everyone down the line.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.